This is the takeaway, and I'm Pat, in for John and Celeste.
Recognize that voice, Celeste?
I do.
Of course, the androgynous character Pat from Saturday Night Live. Actress Julia Sweeney created Pat, and yesterday here in Boulder at the Conference on World Affairs, she sat down to talk about what it was like to have created a character that became part of popular culture, language even.
I don't know why. Like, it became so popular. I mean, I think it's funny. I don't think it's that funny, actually. I just think it's okay funny. It was just at the right moment that I was doing it that it became part of the popular culture, I guess.
Only part of it was funny, though. It seemed that it also gave permission to people who were asking serious questions about, is that person a woman or is that person a man? Is that person more woman than man? Is that, it's almost like a surrogate for the is that person gay question.
That's true. There was, like, Prince, I guess, they joked around, like, in his compound about calling him Pat, you know, when he stopped using his name and just used the symbols. And I actually got a lot of information secondhand from people about how, like, famous people were joking around about the idea of Pat with themselves because they themselves were androgynous. And or they would talk about their audience, you know, like, oh, there's a Pat, oh, there's a Pat, or the Pat tour or something like that.
In a sense, is Saturday Night Live, or was it when you were there, kind of an echo chamber, that it's sort of the entire universe presented to you all at once, and it's hard to see beyond or outside of it?
Well, when I was there, I remember Phil Hartman said, the great thing about being on the show is that you feel like, you know, you're at the very center of the universe. On a Saturday night, you're where you want to be. You would not be anywhere else in the world but here on a Saturday night. And I had that feeling. Like, it did have that feeling. Like, I really loved it. It felt like I couldn't have happened onto a more perfect thing for me. Like, every skill I had learned along the way came to fruition, because it wasn't just acting, it was also writing, and it was also negotiating with crazy people and other people. So it did feel like it was the center of the universe. But then it was also difficult and frustrating as well, in ways that I think it got better later.
Are you surprised the extent to which Saturday Night Live has become this almost this like national ministry of political information every Saturday that sort of checks in on what the political zeitgeist is, even way more than it did in the early days?
See, now it's funny that you say that, because I, even though I like Saturday Night Live, I don't really watch it. I watch, you know, Jon Stewart and, you know, like Stephen Colbert. Like, to me, they have taken the mantle of that on. And if there's something funny on SNL, I watch it on YouTube.
Your next panel is 21st century parenting.
Yes.
What do you have to say about that?
I'll tell one story about it. When I was a single mom, I was so heroic. You know, like, I was out. I earned the money for us. I cleaned the house. I negotiated with babysitters. I did the whole thing. And now I'm married. We live in Wilmette, Illinois, which is a suburb of, Chicago. You know, Chicago, yeah. Which is great. But as I was coming here, I was in the cab on the way to the airport to fly here to Boulder, and my mother called and said, oh, how are you? And I said, oh, we just went camping for a week in North Dakota because it was my daughter's spring break, and we went to the Badlands. I'm telling her about going to Mount Rushmore. And I go, but now I'm leaving for a week to go to this conference. And she goes, you young parents, I didn't even know I was allowed to go out without, I didn't even know I could go on a trip when you kids were young. I didn't know it was allowed. I thought I'd get a ticket or something. Well, and then I go, but Mom, in the last weekend, I did 10 loads of laundry. I ironed all of Mulan's clothes. We went over all of her activities. I made sure that the babysitter knew when to pick her up from gymnastics. And she goes, no, I think it's great. I just think it's great that you can do that, because I couldn't do that.
I still think you're a hero, Julia Sweeney.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.